Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Reacts following Mizzou's 82-72 win over Wichita State. Continuing a trend of great things to happen in Mizzou athletics today, obviously the bowl announcement came out earlier. Mizzou playing Ohio State, number 9 versus number 7 in the Cotton Bowl on December 29th. Go ahead, and I'd be remiss if I did not say to encourage fans to go ahead and get their tickets for that game. I already know, I believe they said over the intercom that 80% are already sold. So by the time you're watching this video, it's probably too late anyways. That being said, at least go down there, tailgate, show out for the fan base, especially being in such a big bowl game for the first time in a while. And I think it was safe to say that our basketball team carried a lot of that positive momentum right before tip-off. It was announced, and then going into that game, starting out on a 10-0 run, Gates said post-game, shot out of a cannon was the best way to describe it. Wichita State looked a little out of sorts, sloppy on the offensive end, and they kind of recovered, but a lot of that Mizzou defense was forcing a lot of turnovers, so that start to the game, something we haven't seen a lot this season, a fast start from this team. What were your thoughts on that?
It's a start that I've been wanting to see for a while. Just get out to a start and just hold the lead for the whole game, which is what they did tonight. But, you know, I loved it on both ends of the floor. I really like the starting lineup they put out for these past two games by putting Tamar Bates and Aiden Shaw, because, like, was it Bates that said on Friday, you know, him and Aiden, they're going to go out there and give him a spark on both ends of the floor, and that's exactly what they did. I believe Aiden Shaw had a couple rebounds. Tamar had a pair of steals. It was all within the first 5 minutes of play. So, you know, that's something that I really liked. I like that they're finding a starting five, you know, to help you get out in games. And they just had that 10-0 burst out the gate, and you kind of felt like, you know, they wasn't going to really lose this one. Wichita State, there was just some very uncharacteristic turnovers. They were literally just throwing the ball out of bounds at times. So it was just kind of a perfect storm for Mizzou, and it helped, you know, translate into a 10-point victory at home over it. Seemed like that was a good Wichita State team, and that's the kind of stuff you want, especially following Tuesday's victory at Pitt. You know, these past two games have been great and kind of just a breath of fresh air, especially after that three-game stretch that they had over Thanksgiving break. So overall, just a great start, and, you know, it went on for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and it was the type of deal you're looking at a Wichita State team that will probably compete for an American title this season, with Houston kind of being out of the conference. They're very experienced, especially in the guard position. They got, I mean, three guys, Harlan Beverly, who almost single-handedly brought Wichita State back into this game late, but Xavier Bell and Colby Rogers both usually play at a higher level than they did today. I know Bell got into some foul trouble in the first half, and Rogers just a little bit off shooting today, but that's a tough team that you just went head-to-head to, you know, with, and really kind of outgunned them in a lot of ways. I think I was almost most impressed by what we saw in the perimeter from Mizzou's guards versus that trio from Wichita State and how they stacked up. We first have to talk about Sean East the second, because he's a guy that, yes, has really been coming into his own this season. It has now been the go-to bucket getter on this team on a lot of occasions for sure. But this was a game where it was really his offense was in the palm of his hand. You know, they said post-game that he and Gates talked in timeouts and Shawnee's quoted saying, you know, just keep it simple. He said, we're getting great looks off ball screen action. They're either doubling me or they're not defending the role properly. You know, he was like, we're getting all the looks we want off of that. Why are we not just keeping doing that until they can stop it? It's exactly what happened. He has incredible patience with the ball in his hands. He makes the right reads 9 out of 10 times. And he finished 22 points, 9 assists, and all around great performance. I mean, three steals as well.
This is his 20-point game this year, I think.
Yeah. I mean, so it is, it's all in, you know, conjunction with this being a kind of breakthrough season for him, mm-hmm. potentially. Now, Gates said earlier this week that the biggest thing with him is this is the first time in his career, now I believe his fifth year of college, that he has had a second season with the same program. He had been on four different teams for the prior 4 years. So I think that's a huge reason for him, but also just how comfortable he seems within this offense. Everything's flowing through him. He's making the right decisions when he's getting into the lane. He's finding guys when they're open. He's encouraging guys to shoot when they need to shoot and get back into the game. Gates has talked so much about him being a coach on the floor. He truly has been. I think we saw that entirely today. And I was incredibly impressed. And I think going forward, if you're struggling for offense at any point this season, mm-hmm. and you're Mizzou, Sean East, three guys on one side of the floor, two on the other side, Sean East and a Connor Vanover, Noah Carter running a pick and roll.
It's perfect. It was beautiful out there, him lobbing that to Vanover.
Yeah, it's bread and butter for them. So yeah, I mean, your impressions of Sean East and just kind of how he was able to really dictate a lot of what happened today.
It's just nice. It's nice throughout these eight games to see someone step up for this team, because you lost Kobe and Des Moines last year. So you needed a player. You needed a star player, someone to step up. And Sean East was one of the candidates, him being one of those big three players returning. And he's just so crafty when he's, you know, near the bucket or within that mid-range. He can just completely kind of just change. He kind of changed the game in a way, because it seemed like Wichita State and Caleb Grill hit a three-pointer too to kind of ease it. But Sean East, he kind of takes over like late in games. I forgot the other game. It was, which one I'm thinking of, he scored like, it was him and Nick Honor scoring at the end. But his ability to kind of just be the offense, you know, this team needs him to score. They can't afford to have him kind of disappear for a little bit. This team is good when Sean East is scoring. That's all you can really say about that. And he's also a good facilitator as well. Like I just mentioned, he had three lobs to Connor Vanover, which resulted in dunks, which were just beautiful. But, you know, just overall, I'm just glad to see that he's taking that next step as a player on the court and off the court as well, because he's kind of a quiet guy. Mm-hmm. You kind of saw that last year, but he's kind of really became a leader. You kind of see him barking out orders and stuff, kind of like Nick Honor does. So it's overall just great to see him out there.
Yeah, and I thought Gates said, I believe a couple weeks ago or maybe earlier this week, that you know, second half of the Memphis game and then the game following that, SIU Edwardsville, he thought East disappeared. And he literally went up to him and said, we cannot have you, you know, mm-hmm. giving us less than 10 points in a game. We can't have you not being a factor, not being a voice in this team. Otherwise, we will not win games. He stepped up to that challenge, surely, in these past couple games. I think another thing is just the supporting cast on the perimeter tonight was really excellent. I think Anthony Robinson, again, I feel like, I mean, we're beating this dead horse, but he jumped off the screen again. I think tonight was really primarily defensively. I mean, he was checking Wichita State's veteran tough guards, and he mm-hmm. was giving them hell. I mean, he was picking their pocket, getting them full court. You could tell. I mean, he even drew a frustration push-off foul on one of Wichita State's guards because he was just so up in his grill, and it was incredible. He's slight of frame. He looks like he could still be a sophomore in high school.
He looks like a high schooler really out there playing.
But he does not play like
person. Yeah.
And so that's what's so impressive, how he has just stepped up to every single challenge that he's come across. Defensively, he's already playing at a high level, and offensively, his game mm-hmm. is only going to get better. Incredibly impressed with him. Caleb Grill led the team in rebounds tonight yet again.
Very gritty. I mean, he had that dunk attempt that was kind of scary, and he ended up coming mm-hmm. back in the game hitting that three. Just, he's a very gritty player. I like him a lot with what he brings with the rebounding ability. Especially this team did rebound well last year, and through this year, five of the nine games they won the rebounding margin after only doing it twice last year. So that's a great, very great addition to this team.
And when you don't have any, you know, 6'9", 6'10", plus guys that are necessarily, you know, rebounding is not Connor Vanover's strength per se. When you don't have a guy like that, you need some of those guards to really be able to pick up some of that slack. Caleb Grill has certainly done that. Just, I mean, high energy, high effort, nothing more, much more you can say about him. I mean, he's finding a shot, I think, slowly but surely as well. which is really coming along. But I think it's starting with his efforts on defense, his efforts in rebounding are going to translate to that offensive end for him. He's a big momentum player, a big emotions player. You can see that out on the court. Lastly, Nick Honor, who again, it was streaky, but he started this game. At the start of this game, he was hunting his own shot. And I think yet again, much like the Minnesota game, he sparked this offense because of his aggressiveness early on. And then he took a step back because Sean East, et cetera, started picking it up as well. But it was another game which I saw Nick Honor make the contributions he thought in his head he needed to make. And then the rest of the game, he was playing somewhat of a supporting role, yes, but he was still there. He was still a factor. I think when Sean East has a night like this, you see Nick Honor take this more supporting role. Mm-hmm. And then ideally, when Sean East has an off night, Nick Honor can swap spots with him and Sean East becomes a supporting role guy between those two veteran guards. So that trio right there, incredibly impressed by how they've all played so far. I think that's got to be those three Sean East are your guys you're rolling with. Tamar Bates, you're throwing in there as well, who had a solid game overall, just got into some foul trouble and lost a bit of his touch in the offensive end due to some turnovers. But those guys are probably what you're mainly going with.
In Honor, the performance he had in Pittsburgh was not good. I was so glad to see him come out there and just shoot the ball because he couldn't buy a free throw against Pitt, and he really struggled out there. So it was just overall good to see him come out there and give out the performance that he did and being able to put some balls in the bucket.
And I think the thing that Gates was almost most proud of, maybe about anything in this game, frankly, what was their success at the free throw line. Finally, got aggressive, drew a bunch of fouls, which Wichita State still shot more and still got in the double bonus earlier. But as an undersized team, you're going to have to accept that you're going to just have to eat some fouls some games. But 23-25 from the line, closed it out effectively at the end of the game. Yeah. Wichita State cut it to 2 points at the very end, with, I believe, a little bit over 3 minutes left. In a moment where Wichita State had all the momentum and had never led that day, but, you know, they could have taken it right back then. Closed it out wisely from the stripe. They took care of the ball down the stretch. It was encouraging. Another encouraging performance and a sign of a team that really does, the Jackson State loss probably withstanding, has done a great job of closing games out this season. You saw it against Minnesota. You saw it against Loyola Maryland as well.
You saw Jordan Butler also dunk it.
Also very true.
Just instead of just holding it, he had some dunks today, which kind of warmed my heart.
Yeah, exactly. So I think another really impressive way to close out a game for Missouri, against a very tough opponent that is going to be competing for an NCAA tournament berth this year, I would imagine. They also segue into our next point. Wichita State will also have an in-state battle with Kansas in a couple weeks from now. Mizzou gets the first crack at them, though. Next Saturday at the Fog, 4:15. Kansas walked into Mizzou Arena last year, obviously humbled the Tigers, who had not really yet played a strong opponent. This season, it's very different. Mizzou's already really been humbled, and they're still slowly kind of figuring out this rotation and chemistry and tendencies, but it's getting there to the point where you think this Mizzou team can really start competing with some of the country's best at their A game.
Yeah, when they're Mizzou's playing good.
Kansas been up and down recently. I believe it was Eastern Illinois. They
struggled 1-7 or 10, something like that, Eastern Illinois the other day.
The other day, but then you come right back Friday night and beat a UConn team that's probably going to contend for another national title. So again, Kansas has an incredibly high ceiling. In looking ahead to next Saturday, what do you really want to see from this team moving forward? You know, taking just win loss at the table, what do you want to see them do in the Fog? You know, A, compared to last year and just putting forth a better performance in the rivalry, but B, just from the continued development of them.
Okay. So you said, I'm going to take one thing I do want to see is a win though. Come on. It's been since 1999.
That's stunning.
Go and win in Lawrence. Just go ahead and do it. But I just don't want to see no more 20, 30-point blowout losses. At least be in the game with them. Be, make yourself respectable in that game. Because these last two games have been quite embarrassing. It hasn't been fun to watch Kansas just do that to you in back-to-back years. I don't know if that's ever happened to a Mizzou team like that in back-to-back years, but against Kansas. So just go in Lawrence and play confident. Don't let your eyes get too big or whatever the phrase is. Just go in there and, like you went into Pittsburgh, go in there, just dominate, try to dominate, try to win. I don't know. It's a top five team. You're playing a top five team on the road. So it's going to be hard, but they went into Tennessee last year and came out with a nice victory. So, anything could happen really, especially after they struggled. Like you said, they struggled against Eastern Illinois, beat UConn. You never know what happens. This college basketball team is going to lose left and right. But just be like Jackson State when they came in here. Be feisty, be gritty. Just don't be scared of who you're playing just because it's Kansas.
And I think it's, you know, another thing, I think just compared to the game last year, you want Mizzou to walk out on that floor and look like they belong on the same floor, mm-hmm. that they are up to that level and that they are reaching, you know, reaching for that tier of basketball that Kansas has already mastered for the past 10 plus years under Bill Self. It's really their whole history, frankly. Essentially. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting one. 4:15 next weekend at Rupp, pending credential improvements. Jade and I will be there on site for the game, providing some coverage. So, very much looking forward to that. The fog in general. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but the fog is a bucket list place for me, regardless. I certainly am excited to hopefully be able to make it down there. And then the schedule certainly heats up through the rest of December as non-conference play continues to heat up in Kansas City and St. Louis, both sides of the state. Mizzou does not return home until December 30th in Central Arkansas. But we will see you all next Saturday, probably from the fog post-game Kansas, Missouri. Park and Jaden, it's another Rock and React.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into Rock M Radio, a proud partner of Fans First Sports Network. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to see more just like it beamed directly into your personal device, just click the subscribe button below. And you can find this podcast through the Apple Podcast app or for iPhone or the Google Podcast app for Android or whatever app you use to listen to your podcast. We are also available on Spotify. Just search for Rock M Radio. And if you like other sports, Fans First Sports Network is a podcast network that has coverage of all other teams, Major League Baseball, MLS, NFL, whatever you want to listen and read about. It is a great, great network full of really fantastic podcasts. So look them up and subscribe to any and all of those podcasts. Rock M Radio will be back with more episodes coming soon. Thanks.